We're on the telephone with Chris Novak, CEO of the National Pork Board. The Pork Board is holding its pork forum in Denver this week. And Chris, let's talk about some of the topics that you'll be discussing there with folks attending the pork forum. And let's start with the marketing campaign, which you announced 1 year ago at this same meeting. Pork Be Inspired. And now after a year, I understand you're starting to look at some early results on that?
We are, Ken, and even before we jump to that, Pork Forum is an opportunity for pork producers from around the country. We've got 400 leaders who will be in Denver this week to truly form the heart and soul of our program. It's producers who are investing in the checkoff that then come to our annual meeting in Denver and help guide the organization and provide direction and feedback to us with respect to how they think their checkoff dollars should be invested. A year ago at our forum in down in Phoenix, we introduced to our producers the Pork Be Inspired campaign. 12 months down the road, very exciting to be able to provide an update to our producers and talk about the success that we see with this new marketing campaign. We were able to do some advertisements as we kicked off the Be Inspired campaign last spring, and as a result of higher checkoff revenues, we actually were back on television last fall, and that investment in marketing and advertising pork, that investment in sharing a new message about pork with our consumers is paying off as we look at the results of our tracking study and as we look at the results of pork sales this past year.
Well, pork sales have been strong in the face of some pretty high retail prices, so something's working there.
It's certainly a complex story as you look at what consumers are faced with when they walk into the grocery store. Looking at some of the numbers, we know that retail prices for meat are 8 to 10% higher in the grocery store today than where they were a year ago. And that's a challenge for any consumer operating on a budget, trying to feed his or her family, and looking at what's the value protein that I can put on the table for my family. At the same time, what we're seeing, that has had those higher retail prices have had some impact in terms of pork sales. We saw a little bit of a decrease in per capita consumption here in the U.S., but at the same time, as consumers were spending more at the grocery store on pork, that's creating some opportunity for our pork producers. And that opportunity helps us continue to grow this industry, which was the heart and soul of a strategic plan that we presented to our delegates in 2010.
Of course, pork exports have been played an important role in supporting those higher prices too, haven't they?
It's another great story that we get to share with our delegates here at Forum, to have record pork exports this past year, $6 billion in value from our international customers, almost 5 billion pounds sent overseas. And to the extent that international customers compete with our domestic customers, that's created some challenges as we've launched this new marketing campaign here in the United States. But at the same time, the total picture for our pork producers has meant a return to profitability, the opportunity for them to stay in business, because we went from 2007 to 2010 with producers losing almost $20 for every pig that they sold. And to the extent that that has an impact then on the availability of supply, it has an impact on what we can provide to consumers both here and abroad. And so the growth of exports, the growth of the strength of our domestic marketing effort are both helping us ensure that we've got available supply for our producers in the future.
Chris, I wanted to follow up with a story from a couple weeks ago, and that was McDonald's announcement that they were going to encourage their suppliers to start transitioning away from sow gestation stalls. It sounds like that caught the industry a little bit by surprise, and I'm just wondering if you've had some follow-up conversations with McDonald's on that.
Well, interestingly, yesterday in sitting down with our board of directors and the producers who lead our various committees, We looked back at the strategic plan that was developed 3 years ago and approved by our delegates 2 years ago. And that plan recognized that food companies would be making decisions with respect to different production practices and different issues. So to the extent that, you know, we have been aware that consumers today have concerns about pork production, that consumers today certainly want to know more about not just what we're doing on the farm, but how we're doing it, and also why we're doing it. And to the extent that we want to continue to address those questions with consumers, we want to be able to show consumers what we're doing, and also have the opportunity to explain why. And sometimes in this modern age, you have a lot of videos that may pop up on the internet. You have folks that may have a specific agenda or position that they're advocating, and we may not always have the right opportunity to convey that message, but the pork industry is committed to continuing to put that message out. We've had opportunity to sit down with McDonald's and visit with them about the decision. We certainly know that there are details yet to be worked out as they look at how animals are raised today, whether those animals are raised in a gestation stall, whether they're in an open pen. Each of those systems have different animal welfare advantages, and farmers at the core are committed to providing the best care for each and every individual animal. And that's a message that we'll continue to take to McDonald's and to every other food company. And we'll hope that their decisions that they make in the future are based on sound science and in what's truly best for the animal, as opposed to simply making decisions that may be based only on consumer perception and or threats and intimidation.
Did you get any indication they would ever reconsider that decision, or are they moving forward?
At this juncture, certainly we would expect them to move forward as they've made a public announcement, to the extent that I think the details that have to be worked out. I think McDonald's needs to understand the percent of production today that's coming from the various types of swine production farms, and as they look at that, I think that will help them make informed decisions that will be good for consumers, will be good for our farmers, and also most importantly, we hope that they're making reasoned decisions that are good for our animals as well.
Now, along this line, then, is your We Care initiative, and it sounds like you've had really good interest and participation in that.
We certainly have, and we benchmark that, or we evaluate that based upon the strength of two industry programs, our Pork Quality Assurance Plus program, as well as our Transport Quality Assurance Plus. Record numbers of producers participating in these programs. Over 80% of the pork that's produced in this country is coming from farms that are PQA plus site assessed. And for a consumer who may be listening, what that means is that there's an expert, there's a veterinarian, there is a university extension professional, there's someone else who's coming on to each of those farms, is sitting down with the producer, is going through a checklist of critical issues. That third-party expert is examining what's happening on that farm and providing that farmer with advice and guidance on how they can improve animal care, animal well-being, how they can improve the quality and safety of the pork, and ensure that we are delivering to consumers pork that meets their expectations.
And finally, Chris, I just wanted to get a comment from you. I saw a news release here in the past couple of days on how the Pork Checkoff has been supporting research on PRRS, and of course we've heard a lot of talk about PRRS this winter and just how devastating it has been to some operations. It sounds like some progress is being made there.
It's exciting to see the progress and the announcement this last week that we've identified some genetic markers that may help us develop resistance within our animals is certainly a major step forward. It's a long-term research effort, and so there's much more work to be done to get this back to a farm level. But we know first and foremost from visiting with producers across the country how devastating this disease is, as they are working to secure and provide for the health of their animals. We have worked jointly with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. There is a jointly funded research effort that, with contributions from USDA as well as from the Pork Checkoff, that is helping identify short-term control strategies that producers can use, as well as looking long-term at the types of genetic solutions that may allow us to solve and address this health threat that our animals face once and for all. And so it's exciting to see progress. We know that it won't solve the problems of our producers in the short term, but we know that the only way to solve this problem in the future is going to be through continued investment in research.